Nothing like a snappy, upbeat number to get you going on a Tuesday. On this day in 2007, lyricist Hi Zarrett, who wrote the words for this song, Unchained Melody, died at his home in Westport, Connecticut. He was 99 years old. This song, Unchained Melody, has been recorded more than 300 times. I mean, much more than that by, you know, random people in their basements, perhaps, but and at karaoke bars, but 300 times, you know, professionally released on albums and such. Zarrett co-wrote the song for the 1955 prison film Unchained, which is why it's called Unchained Melody. Righteous Brothers there, the 1965 version. Hi, Zarrett wrote the lyrics for that tune. He died on this day in 2007. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're joined now by Byron Henry, Dallas-Fort Worth attorney and constitutional scholar. Byron, welcome on to the Steve Gruber Show.
Great to be with you, Scott.
Appreciate the time this morning. Talk a bit about last week's big Supreme Court rulings. We had perhaps the two of the bigger decisions left for the final day of release of opinions on Thursday, the citizenship question and the partisan gerrymandering rulings. Let's take the citizenship question first, because I guess this one might go on. I mean, they said no, but there's still this window open to perhaps get it done in the next couple months, right?
That's right. The court actually blessed the use of a citizenship question on the census, but based on arcane administrative law and the way courts review decisions by executive agencies, it's a very light review, but the review requires some reasoned decision that matches up with logic and makes sense. And because the citizenship question issue came up late, it was hastily crafted, the reasoning and whatnot, and it didn't seem to fit this idea of asking the citizenship question to help enforce the Department of Justice enforce the Voting Rights Act didn't seem to square with the information and the facts that the justice has had. So the court basically said, no, this reason isn't satisfactory under the Administrative Procedures Act, so we're going to remand it to the court. But you can have a citizenship question. You just have to give us a reasoned basis that kind of matches the evidence with the facts, with the reason you're asking the question. And if you do that properly, you can ask the question. And that's kind of where the case stands now.
Now, the minority opinion on the citizenship question, I think it was Thomas and Alito, maybe Gorsuch. But they essentially argued on that particular question, it shouldn't matter all that much what the intent was, what the why was, and if this is our ruling here, we're going to go down this road in which we begin asking officials, federal state officials, more questions about why they're doing things when the why question shouldn't matter that much.
That's right. It was more of not asking them why, but second guessing the agency when they have a legitimate reason. The inquiry by courts into that should stop was the basically the minority opinion, which received actually four votes ultimately. Chief Justice Roberts was the tie-breaking vote, and he kind of basically sidestepped that question and kind of just walked the line between the majority and the minority and basically said, I don't agree with, you know, the four liberals. I don't agree with the four conservatives. I don't think that we have to delve into the actual reasons why. It really doesn't matter. He actually said in the opinion that purely political reasons is fine. You just need to tell us that. If it's purely political, then tell us it's purely political. If it's a policy preference to the president, tell us it's a policy preference to the president. So that was kind of the chief's compromise vote on that. But you have to give us the reason and tell us, but we shouldn't really be second-guessing the reason, only in extreme cases where they give a reason that just doesn't make any sense whatsoever based on the record, will we reverse a decision or will we second-guess? And that's kind of what Roberts did here.
Byron Henry, Dallas-Fort Worth attorney, constitutional scholar. He's filed papers and briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court. The other issue, this partisan gerrymandering, of course, affected us here in Michigan, where we had an order to redraw our maps before 2020. That is no longer the case. But this is a question about really how, if the court had the authority to step in a case like this where the question is about degrees of partisanship. There's always going to be partisanship in what is clearly a political thing, you know, drawing maps. So where is the rationale? Where is the line for the court to step in and say something is too partisan? The court essentially said that's not our job.
And it wasn't even really about authority as much as it was manageability. In other words, mm-hmm. is this political issue with partisan gerrymandering, is this something that the court has the capability of deciding, and is that who you want to decide it? Because the Constitution, which basically gives the district to legislatures, to the political branches, to elected officials, did the Constitution really put a countrywide force of unelected, life-tenured federal judges in charge of telling the political actors how they're supposed to act politically, which the court said basically no. The Constitution deals with race. We take care of that. When it comes to party, Chief Justice Roberts was clear that the Constitution does not protect parties. It protects individuals. And once we give you the right to vote for a party, we don't come in and say, wait a minute, the Democratic Party is being treated unfairly here, the Republican Party. That's left to the elected branches. And you're exactly right. The degree to which too much, how much is too much, is something that Justice Roberts said we just can't put in the hands of unelected judges.
Byron Henry, Dallas-Fort Worth attorney, constitutional scholar. Byron, appreciate your insight. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
My pleasure, Scott.
This portion of The Steve Gruber Show is brought to you by MichiganConstruction.com. Start building Michigan's future and yours today with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can start anywhere from $15 an hour to more than $30 an hour, depending on your experience. Don't wait. Start today. Go to SteveGruber.com. Click on MichiganConstruction.com. I'm Scott Bertram, in for Steve on The Steve Gruber Show.